Welcome to this video, and in this video I'm going to show you exactly how I'm able to date models consistently while growing my business. So let's dive in. Now, for those of you who don't know me, by the way, I'm Limo Eslati. I'm the founder of Higher Self Circle, and I've been helping men for the past 7 years to skyrocket their dating lives and have an abundance of women without sacrificing their work or their business. And this is pretty much what I do. Now, in this video, I'm going to show you exactly how I do it personally without any fluff. I'm going to show you how I manage my time, how I systemize things in my life and take action, and how you can implement that faster and really get results as soon as possible. Now, realize that we all have the same 168 hours in a week. We all sleep for around 56 hours if we're getting 8 hours of sleep each night. Now, some of you are getting only 6 hours or 7 hours. Some of you are getting 10 hours. That's a bit too much. But most of us, we sleep around 8 hours a night, so 56 hours a week. Now, even if you spend 40 plus hours or more at work, you would be left with around 72 hours after sleeping and working. So what could you do with these? Now, the men who are able to plan their week accurately and execute on key activities each week are the ones who will get ahead and outpace 99% of the other men in the dating market. Now, here's how I plan my week. So first of all, every single week, I'm going to prioritize working out. So I'm going to work out at least 4 to 5 times a week for an hour. And I'm also going to prioritize my business. Those are the first key things I need to prioritize every single week. Fitness and business. So every single week, I know that I'm going to work out at least 4 or 5 times a week. And I know that every single day, I'm going to move the needle in my business. Now, I'm also going to dedicate some time to learning and reading, usually before bed or while I eat. I'm going to watch like an educational video, or I'm going to progress on some course that I'm a part of, or things like that. And I'm going to dedicate some time to spend with my family and my friends. So I'm going to call my family or see some friends like once a week, stuff like that. And then the whole rest, like all the rest besides working out, business, learning, family, friends, is going to be dating. So either I would have like 1 or 2 dates a week, or I would go out to a bar, a club, some venue. Now, in my business, I try to delegate and automate things as much as possible. And even if you don't have a business, you should think of it this way. And first, you need to define and give yourself an hourly rate. So how much is an hour of your time? Even if you work in a high-level career, like if you're paid $5,000 a month in your job, then what is your hourly rate that you would give yourself? So would it be $20, $100, $1,000, $5,000? If you're making a lot of money with your business and you're successful and you're valuing your time, you should give yourself a pretty high amount, like at least $300 an hour or $1,000 an hour or $5,000 an hour. And you need to delegate things appropriately to that. Like if your hourly rate is $300, like, would you still do your own laundry? Would you still clean your house? Would you still cook? Or would you rather pay someone to do it for 10 bucks or 20 bucks an hour, right? Same thing for your business. Like in your business, if you have to edit some videos, would you want to spend 2 hours editing videos, or would you rather pay someone 20 bucks to do it and you focusing on other things instead? So same in your business, you have to outsource things, you have to delegate things. Personally, I've hired a lot of virtual assistants over the years, and even now I have some virtual assistants working for me full time. I use a website called onlinejobs.ph, that's a really cool website, and you can find plenty of virtual assistants who would work for you for anywhere up to $10 an hour, but usually it would be a lot less. Most of my virtual assistants, I would pay them between $300 and let's say $700 a month. So that's kind of the average of how much I pay my virtual assistants. And they save me a lot of time. They save me hundreds of dollars each month of wasted time, you know? And so that's what I recommend. Now, when it comes to my dating life, every single week I plan dates for the following week in advance. So, this week, for example, I know that next week I have already one date planned, and I know that I maybe have a space for another date next week. And so I'm gonna work on generating another one for next week. But if I had 0 dates planned for next week, then I know that I need to take a bit of action to kind of follow up with the girls I'm talking to already, or generating some new leads via cold approach, Instagram, and other ways, right? And if I have girls that I'm already seeing that I enjoy spending time with, then I can reschedule dates with them. So, for example, last week I enjoyed spending time with one girl, and this week I saw her again. So you can already, make up your week by rescheduling dates with women that you enjoyed spending time with. And that could save you time because you don't need to start over with new girls each time. But I also usually try to incorporate one new girl every single week to my weekly dates because I want to keep it fresh. Like if I always see the same girls over and over, it gets a bit old. But if I, find another girl that makes me excited, then I don't know, I just keep it fresh like that, So try to always date one new girl each week, and then you can see some recurring girls if you have some recurring girls that you're seeing. That's a strategy that really worked for me personally. So that's something you could do. Now, obviously, if your goal is to commit to one girl and if you want to have a girlfriend, then yeah, if you enjoy spending time with your girlfriend and you want a monogamous relationship, then yeah, do that. Spend time with your girlfriend and plan dates in advance and make sure you plan some fun activities with your girlfriend, and that's what you would do. But if you're in this playboy phase, or if you're in that phase where you want to date around before committing, or if you want to be in this perpetual just dating phase where you just date women consistently without necessarily having a girlfriend, if that's not your goal, then yeah, you can just keep it fresh and date new women every single week. Now, the way I meet new women each week is going to be either via cold approach, Instagram, and then some social circle events that I'm a part of or that I organize. You don't want to waste your time. Like, you don't need to go to the mall for 2 hours a day. You don't need to create a ton of accounts on dating apps and swipe all day. You don't need to go to the nightclubs 2, 3 times a week just to get girls and end up sleeping at 6 a.m. every time and end up with a fucked up sleep schedule. All you need is just to seize opportunities when they show up and have a system for that. You need to build the right habits. Try to approach women when you see some women that you like. If I see a woman in the street or at the gym or at the grocery store, I'm gonna try to approach her. If I'm at the gym and I don't know, there's a beautiful woman next to me, I'm gonna do my best to go talk to her. Same thing at the grocery store, same thing when I'm out. And then besides that, you want to DM women on Instagram as well with the right systems. So I teach a whole method with Instagram on top of cold approach that you can use to funnel women into your profile and really have an abundance of dates with Instagram. And then if you're using dating apps like Tinder, I recommend getting Tinder Gold so you can quickly filter girls who like you and you can find unlimited leads without being limited by the number of swipes you have each day. And then if you can, you want to go out at least like 2 to 4 times a month with your social circle. If you have a couple friends in your city, you want to go out with them like maybe once a week, organize a dinner, organize something, organize maybe take a table at some cool bar, at some cool lounge, and just organize something where you can invite your female friends and other women that you've met, and you can create this social circle event a few times a month. And that's going to bring you a lot of leads, and that's going to fuel your whole lifestyle as well. So now here's how you can implement that faster. So know that if you've been getting the same results in your dating life for the past few months, that means you're stuck in the same cycle. And doing more of what doesn't work is only going to lead to you getting the same results. So you've got to change to be able to make a change in your outcomes. Nothing is going to change if you keep doing the same thing. Now, if you'd like to start learning the proper systems and learn more about what I do, then you can join my free community on School. We have plenty of members, and there's a lot of powerful content in the classroom section. You'll be able to learn a lot of dating practices, and that's going to allow you to network with other like-minded guys. And this is absolutely free. You can find the link in the description. Now, if you want to get there even faster, then option one, I created a new group called Dating Systems Premium, and you get access to all my premium content, like my whole Dating Accelerator program, all my books, all my, you know, VIP community and everyone. And on top of all the content, you're also going to be able to join our weekly call every single week and ask me your questions personally on those calls if you need more support. Now, option number two, if you're really serious about getting there faster, is to apply to my mentoring program. I've been running this mentoring program for years. You get everything that's inside Dating Systems Premium, like all the course content, the community and everything. But you also get access to our private Sunday mentoring calls. So you get two calls a week instead of just one. You get access to a private Telegram group only for the mentoring clients. You get one-on-one access to myself. You get lifetime access to all the replays. And you have much more support to guarantee your success. We're going to be able to discuss in a more private way. My advice is going to be a lot more personalized, and that's going to allow you to get guaranteed results faster. So those are the options if you want to get to the next level. In any case, I hope you enjoyed this video. I hope this gave you a bit of clarity. I'm going to make a lot more videos, so don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel if you enjoyed this video. And I'll see you very, very soon.